excerpt of a Sunday Feast lecture given by Srila Rindasrup Das on June 30th, 1991.
You may know that there are 108 principal Upanishads. And one who is interested in the end of knowledge studies these Upanishads. They're the concluding philosophical portion of the Vedic literature, which deals with the ultimate truth. So the study of the Upanishads is called Vedanta. Veda means knowledge. Anta means end. The end of knowledge. And what is that end of knowledge? Jnanavam mam prapadyate. Krishna is saying, the end of knowledge is you bow down before me and you accept me as the Lord of everything and as the all in all. This is what Krishna is saying. Because it is difficult business to study Vedanta. First of all, you must become expert in Sanskrit. Before you can study Vedanta, you must study Panini, grammar. That's also difficult. It takes 12 years to learn. It used to be in India, you would hear the little boys chanting Panini, rules of grammar. The system is that when Panini takes all the Sanskrit rules of grammar and he puts them in little sutras, and then children, when they start in a Gurukula at the age of 5, they simply memorize them. And they sit and they just chant. There's 4,000 or 5,000 rules. They chant them. Because little children, they can't understand anything. But they can memorize like crazy. So the system was that 5, 6, 7, they just chanted until they had all the rules of Sanskrit grammar all in their head. Then they would start to find out how to use it and to apply it. Now, Sanskrit's a difficult language. So then after you've mastered Panini, then you can start to study the Vedas. And then the Upanishads, 108 Upanishads. And you have to go through all of these Vedas and the Upanishads 3 times. That's why Bahunam Janmanam Ante, it takes you many births sometimes. And not just for becoming an academic scholar, but for liberation, for moksha. To become free from birth and death in the material world. This Vedic knowledge is not just meant for publishing papers and getting recognized and getting tenure and getting degrees as in a modern university. It's for the liberation of the human spirit from the bondage of matter. That's a difficult business. Easier to become a top neurosurgeon or a physicist. Sa mahatma sudur labha. You won't find such a great mahatma. Easier to become a political mahatma. But the real mahatma, the spiritual mahatma, you won't find. It's so easy. So it's a difficult thing. So at the beginning of this Kali Yuga, Lord Sri Krishna realized that people would not have access to the Vedas anymore. Therefore, they were written down. Western historians tell us that writing is a sign of the advancement of civilization. But the truth of the matter is, it's a sign of decline. That prior to the beginning of Kali Yuga, which is about 5,000 years ago, there was a civilization on this planet that was so advanced that the books of knowledge did not need to be written down because people's memories were so sharp and clear and steady that they could keep it all in their heads. After all, if you have to go out grocery shopping, if I'm really sharp, my wife will say, get this, 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 and this, and I'll remember it all and go out. But I'm not so bright. I don't have a good memory. I have to write it down, otherwise I forget. So who's more advanced, the person that can remember the shopping list or the person that has to write it down? Oh, you say, the person who has to write it down is more advanced because, look, he has paper, he has a high-tech pen. Maybe he has one of these little things that you have to punch in, you know, and you got a little LED readout. You say, he's more advanced. No, the one who can just remember, that's more advanced. So all this writing, that's because of bad memories. Used to be that in the Vedic times, the only people that wrote things down were just shopkeepers to keep their records or something.